Mike Blanton said, if y'all had been shouting, we'd have been on home, got us a little something to eat, and turned the TV on. Isaiah chapter 12. When Amber was talking about her little girl getting saved and salvation, and reached over and tapped Preacher Thad and showed him the title of a message. Where will salvation take you? Seems like every song's been about the love of Jesus, amen. I thought about it as I was sitting there. If my son, Brother Terry, had messed up with me as much as I've messed up with Jesus, I don't know if I want to keep him around. But aren't you glad that he loves you? Amen. Isaiah chapter 12, when you get there, let's stand. If you're in the New Testament, you're way off. If you're in the first part of the Bible, you're way off. Isaiah chapter 12. If you're there, say amen. Amen. If you ain't there, say hold on. All right. Isaiah chapter 12, I'm going to read the first three verses. And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee, though thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. I guess you noticed in them first three verses, the word salvation is there three times. Amen. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask your hand to be upon us right now, God, just for this next little while. Lord, you help me to preach this, God, in a way that you'd be pleased. God, help me to do what I cannot do on my own. I know that, Lord. I need you tonight, God. Thank you for the sweet songs, God, and for the sweet spirit that we feel. Lord, I'm just glad that I come to a church where I can feel your presence, Lord. God, have your way right now, and we'll praise you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Salvation is one of the most important words in the Bible. In the Bible, if you study it, I believe the word salvation is found 163 times in the Bible. In the Hebrew, that word in the Old Testament, it basically means deliverance and victory. But if you get into the Greek in the New Testament, it means deliverance, preservation, and safety. Amen. That ought to get somebody happy right there, amen. That's what salvation is, deliverance, preservation, and safety. That's where we dwell every day of our life, amen. I dwell in the deliverance of Jesus. I dwell in the preservation of Jesus. I dwell in the safety of Jesus. Why? Because of amazing grace. Amen. If you take and study the Bible, salvation always took somebody somewhere. It brought Israel out of bondage. In Exodus chapter 14, it brought Jonah out of the well in Jonah chapter 2. It brought David out of the pit in Psalms chapter 40. It brought Paul out of a lost condition in 1 Timothy chapter 1. It brings every sinner out of darkness, 2 Peter chapter 2. Amen. I thank God for salvation. Where did salvation bring you from? Think about it now. Where did salvation bring you from? Amen. I'm preaching on where salvation is going to take you. But we ought to be happy on where salvation has brought us from. Amen. I'm just going to take just a few minutes tonight. Salvation, number one, to take you to heaven. Amen. Glory to God. John chapter 14, verse 1, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. So that's what salvation. Salvation is the key that opens the door to the kingdom of God. Amen. That's the and only way we're going to get there is by the grace of God. But salvation takes us to heaven. Amen. You understand something. Heaven is a place, a real place. A lot of times, you know, if we ain't careful as Christians, unless something happens like with Sister Amber and her papa's gone on to glory, and over the last few weeks, you know, we've had some deaths in our church, Preacher John, but in our everyday life, we don't think about heaven a whole lot. We get so busy. But heaven is a real place, amen, with real people. Amen. Her pawpaw's there. Preacher John's there. Amen. My grandmom and my granddaddy's there. Amen. Heaven is. And how did they get there? It was by salvation. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Heaven. Whew. Heaven is a real place. When you get to think about heaven, though, you know, it's hard to imagine. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's hard to imagine a gate of pearl. It's hard to imagine streets of gold. It's hard for me to imagine the walls of jasper. It's hard to imagine all that. But you know what ain't hard to imagine? Bowing before Jesus. You think about that. We kind of got our picture of what Jesus looks like. Probably ain't going to be nothing like what we think when we get there, Brian. But I can imagine bowing down before and seeing those feet that walked all those miles and seeing all the scars on him. That's what heaven really means to me, amen. It ain't about all the stuff. It ain't about all the beauty. It ain't necessarily about the reunions. And thank God there'll be some reunions. I just want to see Jesus. The one that loved me enough to die on a cross for me. Even though, Ray, he knew how I was and died for me anyhow. Amen. So salvation will take you to heaven. Amen. Salvation will take you into holiness. It's going to get quiet right now, but I can preach when you're quiet. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Salvation will alter your life. Nobody has ever got saved that didn't get changed. Even though we've talked about it a little bit, David talked about it a little bit this morning in Sunday school. Even though there were some that didn't need a big change. You got some people that they were good people. They were good moral people. They didn't need a big change. But there was a change. Then you got some of us, like the rest of us. Y'all better smile at me. Just let me know you into the sermon, because I could come back there and get on your pew with you, amen. We ain't always been saved. We ain't always been sitting in church on Sunday night, amen. Come on now. We ain't all of us ain't always done what we're supposed to do, amen. Some of us on Sunday night was trying to recuperate what we did on Saturday. Holiness. Salvation will take you into holiness. It will change you. I believe salvation ought to change the way you look. Amen. I believe salvation ought to change the way you dress. Amen. I believe salvation ought to change the way you talk. That's what salvation ought to do. Praise God. I sing the old song, "The Old Man Is Dead." And you know, in that song, "The Old Man Is Dead," it said on the outside, I might look a little bit the same. I don't. I don't wear the ungodliness no more. I'll be honest with you. I grew up in Myrtle Beach. Man, I had all the t-shirts. I believe Christians ought to dress like Christians, amen. I believe when we come to God's house, we ought to dress like Christians. I thank God that I still come to a church that's got some convictions about them. I thank God I still come to a church that's got some standards about them, amen. I think that's what, hey, if you study this Bible, it says separate yourself from the world. It says to be holy, be ye holy, because I am holy. That's what salvation will do to you. I remember David, I met a guy one time, Preacher Earl Hanna, had him come to the church, and he was good friends with Preacher Earl, and they were from up there in North Carolina around New Bern somewhere. And Preacher Earl said, I want to show you a picture. And he handed me an old driver's license, Brother Donald. He said, "You got any idea who that is?" I said, "I ain't got a clue, Preacher. That's a booger." It is what it is. I mean, son, he had hair stringed down, a beard all the way down there. I mean, he looked rough, boy. If I'd have met him in a dark alley, I'd have shot that joker. He laughed. He said, "That's him." And the guy kind of looked like Allen. He had a short haircut, buzz haircut, clean shaven, nice shirt on, you know. I said, "No, that ain't him." I'd like to see some pictures of what some of y'all used to look like. I believe when you get Jesus in your heart, that things change. I believe Jesus will clean you up, amen. I believe Jesus will clean you up. Jesus will make you put some clothes on. Amen. It'll take you into holiness. That's what real salvation does. Now, I'm not talking about having a good feeling and you think you can still go out there and dress and walk and talk and look like the world. I'm talking about old-time Holy Ghost-filled salvation where you get saved, amen. That's what salvation will do to you. It'll make you love people. Colossians chapter 3, verse, and he put on new man, which renewed in knowledge and the image of he that created him. It makes me love people. Jesus loved people, so I have to love people. Preacher Mike says, Jesus loves you, and I'm trying. Amen. Some people it's hard to love. But I can honestly tell you, I'm a lot better at it now, Brother Barry, than what I was. I'm just being honest with you, Chucky. Before I got saved, I didn't care. That's what holiness is. There will be a difference. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23 says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen. There'll be a desire to serve the Lord when you get saved. That's called holiness. Amen. Also, getting saved to take you into the harvest. I thought about it as I was going down the road, coming back the other day, traveling. And you see, and now's that time of year when all the cotton fields are ready. How many of y'all seen a cotton field lately? White with the harvest, ready. Ain't that what Jesus said? The fields are white, but the workers are few. That's what Jesus said. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Sharing the gospel is a mark of genuine salvation. If you don't ever tell nobody about Jesus, I doubt your salvation. If you really got saved, you want everybody else to get saved. Amen. If you really got saved, you want everybody else to go to heaven. If you're on your way to heaven, you want everybody else to go to heaven. Especially your lost family. Folks, we've got to be a witness. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses. You notice what that said? Ye shall be witnesses. It didn't say if you feel good, be a witness. It didn't say if you can talk good, be a witness. It didn't say if you want to, be a witness. It said, ye shall be a witness unto me.
Thank you.
We got to go out and get them, folks. If you don't go out and get them, they're going to die and go to hell.
Amen.
We got to be a witness. But my last point is this. True salvation will take you to the house of God. Now, I know there's some folks watching on YouTube. And I know there's some folks watching on Facebook tonight. And if you're watching on YouTube and Facebook and you're just being lazy and you didn't want to come to church, I doubt your salvation. Boy, it got quiet right there, didn't it? If I say amen, somebody on YouTube might hear me. When I got saved, let me tell you something. My pastor has never, Chucky, my pastor has never sent me a card telling me he missed me. I've never got a card in the mail saying I missed you in church. I never had to get a phone call, Brother Terry, since I got saved, saying, where were you at Sunday? If I wasn't there on Sunday morning, I was there on Sunday night. If I wasn't there on Sunday night, I was there on Wednesday night. If I wasn't working, I was in church. There wasn't no question about it. It wasn't a debate at my house. Hey, it wasn't a debate when I was growing up. We went to church, like David said this morning, whether you wanted to or not. And when I got saved, there wasn't no debate in my house. There wasn't a question. We're not going to discuss this. We go into church, amen. I remember going to my granddaddy's house growing up. About 4 o'clock, my granddaddy starts stirring around in the house. And I have seen this, David. My granddaddy said, well, y'all stay here and we're going to church. We'll be back in a little bit.
Yeah.
Granddaddy leave. He'd leave some of them youngins there. Mom and daddy, we'd all load up and we'd go to our church. He'd leave some, Alan, he'd leave them there. Missed you in church Sunday night. Well, preacher, we had some of the family over. I guess y'all know where y'all live. You can go to church and get right back. I knew it was going to get quiet tonight, but I told you I don't mind preaching when it's quiet. And you say, preacher, you preaching to the crowd. Yes, I'm preaching to the crowd, because every once in a while we need to be reminded. Amen. Amen. True salvation will give you a desire to go to church. Amen. I believe it will give you a desire to be around God's people. I believe it will give you a desire to come in fellowship. And thank God for everybody that's here tonight. Thank God. There's some of y'all watching should be here. Amen. I'm not knocking people on vacation. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you just don't want to go. How many times you got up in the morning and you just said, I just don't feel like going to church today? Y'all realize, I get like that. About like the old joke, the man said, I ain't going to church today. His wife said, yeah, you are. He said, no, I ain't. He said, you got to go to church. You the preacher. Every once in a while, that's how I feel like that. Nathan, I'm just being honest. Hey, sometimes y'all get up and you go into singing and you just don't feel like it. But you know what you do? You suck it up and you go anyhow. Amen. I'm going to church even though I don't feel like it. I know when I get there, it'll be worth my drive. Amen. It'll be worth my while to get there. Glory to God. Hey, I want to go to church. True salvation will take you to church. Jesus went to church. Y'all know that? Luke chapter 4, verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood to read. That was his custom. On the Sabbath day, he was going to church. Amen. Listen. If salvation hadn't taken you to the holiness, salvation hadn't taken you to the harvest, salvation don't take you to the house of God, I doubt it's going to take you to heaven. Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Amen. Let me tell you something. Everybody that's here tonight, thank God we're the faithful crowd. David, you're faithful. Brother Robert, you're faithful. You're deacons. You're faithful to God's house. Amen. And as faithful as you are, how hard is it sometimes to live the Christian life? So what about that crowd that only comes every once in a while that says they're saved? How hard is it for them, Adrian? I know I'm saved. Ain't a doubt in my mind that I'm saved. I know that I know that I know. But the devil still fights. It's like that message I preached several years ago. The roar is real, glory to God. The lion roars, and sometimes it scares us. Amen. But then I get to come to church like tonight and hear that song that she sang about grace. And I'm thinking, my God, he loves me. My Lord, he loves me. A lot more than I deserve. Let me ask you a question. Where'd salvation bring you from? And where's salvation taking you? If salvation hadn't taken you into holiness, if you're not closer to God right now than you were 10 years ago, there's something wrong. Amen. I'm trying not to get into the sanctification part, because a lot, you know, I've give y'all the illustration before. What sanctification is I'm saved, and I'm without a doubt, I know I'm saved right here on this floor right here. I know I'm saved. I keep reading my Bible. I keep praying. I keep studying. I keep going to church, and all of a sudden I get a little bit closer to Jesus. I just got sanctified. I keep on preaching that, and I get a little bit closer to Jesus. I just got sanctified. That's what sanctification is. Paul said, I sanctify myself daily. Amen. We ought to be closer to God now than we've ever been. Y'all come back and sing that song, Grace, one more time. Tell you something, folks.